You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Friday, November 2nd, 2018, week 264. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And today, it's Destiny Pizza. It's Destiny Pizza every day.
It is indeed.
Since it's Friday, we're going to give you some Netflix recommendations. My recommendation this week is Darren Brown's Sacrifice. Is it worth the trauma?
Are you traumatized by just watching it? As well as seeing someone else traumatized?
I'm just concerned that we consider that entertainment and that some person's concerning. Life is permanently scarred.
True.
Like, I don't think Fear Factor ever did that to anyone.
That's true. No one seems scarred from that. They're just in comfortable situations.
I ate something gross.
But they got over it, it seems.
Yeah.
My recommendation is Jet Li's Fearless.
Such a good movie.
Very good movie.
That's why you can't trust white people. That's pretty much the whole movie.
Yeah. So, definitely recommend that movie.
Let's go over what's on Netflix today and this weekend. Brainchild, From Germs and Emotions to Social Media and More, is the science of your world explained in a way that's refreshingly relatable. House of Cards Season 6, with Frank out of the picture, Claire Underwood steps fully into her own as the first woman president, but faces formidable threats to her legacy. Remastered Tricky Dick in The Man in Black, this documentary chronicles Johnny Cash's 1970s visit to the White House, where Cash's sifting ideals clashed with Richard Nixon's policies. The Holiday Calendar, a talented photographer stuck in a dead-end job, inherits an antique advent calendar that may be predicting the future and pointing her towards love. The Other Side of the Wind, a completion and restoration of Orson Welles' unfinished film. This satire follows the final days of a legendary director striving for a comeback. They'll Love Me When I'm Dead, the engaging documentary explores Orson Welles' unfinished film, The Other Side of the Wind, which he worked on for a decade before his death. Trolls the Beat Goes On Season 4, with her sunny attitude, Poppy leads her friends in rescuing Mr. Dinkles, supporting Guy Diamond's new invention, and teaching Smidge to be helpful. Tomorrow, Hoodwink 2, Hood vs. Evil. And on November 4th, Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, Patriot Act with Hasan Minhaj, which is every Sunday. And, So how was your week, Mike?
My week is good. Saw Venom this week. That was interesting.
Nice.
And then we went to the con, but then yeah. I went to the Rams game on Sunday. Rams versus Packers.
In Sportsmageddon or what?
Yeah, the chaos of all the sports. But it wasn't actually too bad getting in and out of there, which I was kind of surprised by. Mm-hmm. But it was probably worse later at like when the Dodgers game ended and stuff. Yeah.
There's probably riots going on right now.
Yeah, they're like, why did they lose?
To Boston, of all teams.
Yeah.
I'm glad they lost, partly because I saw a video today compiling Machado's dirty tactics.
I didn't realize
he was a dirty player.
Neither did I. And this is the first I'm hearing of like that he's a super dirty player.
Yeah. I mean, granted, I only saw like 3 minutes and it was like five examples of him being super dirty.
Yeah. That's all it takes. I mean, most players aren't that dirty, so.
Did you see the one where he like missed and he like just like flung the bat?
No, I don't think base? I don't think I've seen them.
It's crazy.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But only in follow baseball. And like, this is crazy.
Yeah, this is wrong. Should not be doing this. Baseball is one of the sports with not many guys like that who are dirty.
Or like he'll slide and like try to grab the ankle of like the baseman.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Or he'll step on like the heel of the baseman.
Yeah. Why are you doing that? I mean, you don't need to. So I went to the Rams. That was really fun. There were a lot of Packers fans there.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. Kind of like
cheeseheads.
I liked it a lot because I was neutral in the fight between the Rams because I'm a big Eagles fan. So I was like, I kind of liked like the back and forth. It was kind of fun. It was a close game. So that was pretty fun. But what did you do this week before Comic-Con, I guess? And then we could talk about Comic-Con
together.
Did
I have a week before Comic-Con?
I don't know. Comic-Con felt like a week within itself.
I was like, I need a weekend from my weekend.
Yeah.
I don't think I did much.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly can't remember.
Yeah. We can just talk about Comic-Con again.
Yeah, LA Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you went earlier than me on Friday.
Yeah. So I got to talk to Lloyd Kaufman of Troma fame.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Bot of the Dr. Horrible and the Legends of Hyrule prints on the wall frame.
Nice, nice.
And I told Jobot about the podcast.
Oh, cool. Handing out some stickers, I see.
Yeah. It's cool. I also got to hand out a sticker to Sierra Renee from Legends. Well, she was on Legends of Tomorrow. And that was pretty cool. I went and supported her short film after I saw how cool she was. Mm-hmm. And then did an official interview. I felt like we were like finally utilizing our press passes.
Yeah, it's like we should probably do some press related matters.
And so I'm gonna post that Legion M interview as soon as I have the footage from Uxher. And we went to a panel called Playing It Out on Tabletop.
Yeah.
And that was really cool.
That was interesting.
It was like board game designers and...
Yeah, just seeing the mechanisms behind board games and what they think about board games.
I found it interesting, though. Granted, one of the questions was from a kid. They don't like hearing answers. Both of those people were like, yeah, I did that.
Yeah. True.
Which I guess makes sense.
I don't know what the kid wanted out of it.
The young kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't either.
Because he didn't really ask a question. He was just saying what he was doing.
But then the older kid, I was like, he's like,
and then, yeah, I don't know what, that. Yeah. And then I didn't know what that guy wanted out of either. He's like, fix my game. He basically sounded like the older kid. It's like, fix my game.
Yeah. Like,
I was like,
why?
First of all, I don't see your game. So I don't know. But yeah, I was like, they handled, like, I wouldn't know how to answer some of their questions. They're pretty good at answering questions. And I'm like, they're not even really asking a question. They're just saying things.
Yeah, they're just saying things.
And I'm like, they're really good at this, because I'd be like, I don't know what to do. I need to see the game. Like, give me a more easy question, because that's not really a question that can be answered without doing more in the game. But yeah, there's some interesting stuff, like how you get a game going and all that, and like what they think about
licensed games
and certain types of games, and like adapting other games for purposes. I thought that was really cool to see.
Yeah, so we'll probably do another episode just about this next week.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a tiring weekend. I'm surprised I didn't get sick.
Yeah, yeah. Me too, actually. I was like, I don't know, because I drove down on Friday, went to the con, then went to Alhambra, stayed there, went in the morning.
See, that's too much of a variable to me. I can't handle it.
There was nothing. What do you have to handle, though?
I felt so sick when I woke up Saturday morning.
Really? Why?
Like, I thought I was going to catch a cold or something.
From what?
I don't know.
Just the going to the con?
I don't know. I think I must have shook hands with too many people or something. Yeah. Like, and I didn't use enough hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh no. Like, and then so I was like, throwing in like drinking, potentially, like, I don't know what the food situation was like.
Yeah.
Which I found out was like non-existent, apparently.
We got Popeyes. That's food. Well, we would have went one ever. I mean, we went to the store, a grocery store. We were thinking about getting food. Like, it was in flux the whole time. I'm just glad I ate something. I had some weird eating patterns.
A lot of soda.
Yeah, a lot of sugary soda and root beer.
Which we're not sure if we drank just soda syrup or not.
I probably had the strangest eating weekend that I've had in like a long time.
Yeah.
Like both like stuff I ate and drank and just times of day I ate and drank. It's just very strange this weekend. Big blur.
So yeah,
a lot of going back and forth between LA. I was in LA way too much this weekend.
I know, me too.
It's just like it's so crowded up here. It's crazy.
Yeah,
but it was still fun.
Luckily, that's the furthest con we go to.
Yeah.
Then I applied for another con that's this month, but it's not a comic con. It's like a art con, something like a I don't know, pop art.
Yeah. When is that? Is that next month or when?
November 17th weekend.
Well, it's coming soon.
And I figured I'd just buy tickets if I don't get press passes, but I hope they don't hear that.
Yeah.
And I just really want to interview like a few of the guests.
So, like, we're listening to this guy who applied, but he just said
he would pay. And then WonderCon's in March.
Yeah.
I don't know how that application is going to work because they don't haven't updated any of their stuff.
Yeah. I think they maybe closer to it, to the con.
I hope not.
Their people. Well, LA, we just did that a couple months ago, right? Like it was pretty close to.
But usually for WonderCon and Comic-Con, apparently it's like just one application now.
Oh, really?
Because it's the same group.
Didn't know that.
They're both the same
people.
Yeah,
I knew they're the same people. I just didn't know the same application.
But yeah, it was a pretty good weekend. Yeah. Met a lot of people. The cool thing was I ran into one of my classmates who I didn't know was like an artist, like an officially. Like I had one classmate who was like a legit. He's like makes a lot of money doing art.
Oh yeah, and there's another guy.
And then there's another guy who was just drawing all the time in class. Mm-hmm. And now he's in Artist Alley now too. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty neat.
Yeah, and just went to school with a bunch of talented people. Yeah, man.
What happened? Why aren't you on Artist Alley?
Can't draw. Choose not to draw.
That's
I don't know.
Probably a thing that needs to be happened to be at Artist Alley.
Probably need to be good at art. So yeah,
it's my art. I mean, I don't draw or like make things, but like talking's my art.
Yeah,
there you go.
My conversation skills are my art.
Yeah.
So, thank you for listening. Come back next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.